Blog Talk Radio.
Got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's the third episode of Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's 7 minutes after five out here. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. So what's going on, everybody? You know what I mean? I'm sitting here in the studio and shit like that there, you know, getting everything together and stuff like that. I don't know where my man Kenji is, you know what I'm saying? But big shout out to Stinger Boy Records for making sure that the show is up and running today. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where the fuck that nigga is and this, that, and the other. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it pushing and we're going to keep it doing the damn thing just like we do every weekend. You know what I'm saying? You know we are the most informative internet radio show on the planet. You know what I'm saying? And everything, and especially on the West Coast and on the East Coast. You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's listening right now. You know what I mean? We got an action-packed show once again this week. You know what I'm saying? We got some new artists that we are interviewing this week. We got my man E-Class Nettles, you know what I'm saying, out of New York. We got my man Elliot Manning out of Hollywood, California. And, of course, we got my girl, It's Stud Fame, all right, out of Las Vegas, Nevada, representing the LGTB family. I hope I'm saying that shit right. I hope, you know what I'm saying, if I'm fucking it up, I'm sorry and shit like that. Y'all know how I am with names and this and the other, but we're going to have her come on and this and the other, explain what's going on, you know what I mean? And in case y'all don't know what I'm spelling, I'm talking about the gay community, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl, Big Frida, out there that's doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying, in the gay community and everybody else that's doing their damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Here at Unsigned Hype, we are not homophobic or anything, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to represent to the motherfucking fullest because I'm your nigga, the fat man, and I'm going to make sure that it's done, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Just to let y'all know, for today's topic, we letting you know the seven most popular ways to sell your album for unsigned artists on the internet, okay? I may be fucking that up too, but I'm just letting y'all know. This is what the topic is about, okay? It's about getting your music out. This is what Unsigned Hype Radio is all about. Every week, every Saturday at 5 p.m., we go live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to everybody. If anybody want to holler at me, hit me up at 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button to let me know that you want to talk to me, but that's 657-383-0199, you know what I'm saying? Let me know that you're trying to holler at me, you know what I'm saying? And press the 1 button, you know what I'm saying? But right now, like I say, you know, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're doing Unsigned Hype real big, you know what I'm saying, and everything. We going to get into some more music and everything like that while I keep getting things set up. You know what I'm saying? When you're working by yourself, you got to push a lot of buttons and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. So we're going to do it like this. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my girl, Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they're going to be doing anything coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. And, yo, like I said, hit me up, 657-383-0199. Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. Let's go.
That was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt's fake. Worry about y'all niggas are straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus 8. When I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut 1, hut 2. Big titties, big butt too. Fuck with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had to shell bitches with a top beard. Rang finger with a rock ears. These hoes couldn't test me, even if their name was Pop Quiz. Mad bitches who I fuck with. Mad bitches we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them bitches blow me. Lance even.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
I I never fucked Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, goddamn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the titties, though. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much but to do the shit quietly. I mean, she say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, type that wanna suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Ass on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You the man in the city when the mayor fuck with you. The NBA players fuck with you. The badass bitches doing makeup and hair fuck with you. Oh, that's because I believe in something and I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to fuck, just give me the heads up so I can plan for
raise
it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Hey. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches been here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she'd be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. Cause she act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I piss greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy mecca. Talents to say I got money for days. I firm and I shake but I'm stuck in my ways. My girlfriend would beat a bitch up if she waves. They better not fuck with her surfboard. Surfboard, my eyes are so bright I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccups, you swallow the truth. Then I make you bird boy. Creepy flex shirt on, I'm talking about running in houses with army guns. So think about your son and daughter rooms. Got two hoes with me, messed up, they got smaller guns. Ain't thinking about your son and daughter rooms. This shit is crazy, my nigga. I'm embracing my nigga, that money talk, I just rephrasing my nigga. Blood gang, take the B out, behavior, my nigga. For real, if you mouth off, I blow your face off. I'm being pop, 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 then I take off. Nigga, now you see me, nigga, now you don't. Like Jamie Foxx, acting like Ray Charles. 16 in a clip, one in a chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is I went from 4 me to police, 4 me a drink and celebrate with
raise
me.
Every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches been here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet.
Yeah, moolah, baby.
Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada. This is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? That was my girl, Nicki Minaj, and the only. You know what I'm saying? This is the only radio show where you go catch me mixing majors with up-and-coming artists and this and the other. I want to welcome you to the show. This is Unsigned Hype Radio, live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, your boy, the Fat Man. I don't know where the fuck my other host is at. Kenji, you know what I'm saying, out of the ATL, Singer Boy Records. Big shout-out to them for doing the damn thing. You know what I mean? But I don't know where he at. But we're going to keep this thing pushing. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, I got an action-packed show. You know what I'm saying? I got artists coming in from everywhere. Right now, we about to get into my artist, one of the artists that I've been talking to and this and the other and dealing with. She's been making a lot of noise out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, I every time I deal with the LGBTG community, I know I'm fucking it up right now and this and the other, and I know she's going to set me straight about it and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? But every time I deal with the community and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that I say what the fuck I'm saying and saying it right and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But she goes by the name of Stud Fame, you know what I mean? And we're going to bring her on here right now and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? So she can tell us her story and what she be about, what the fuck she do, what she don't do, what she about. Y'all got to excuse me. I've been sitting here drinking. Anyway, Anyway, yo, we about to bring her in right now. What's up, girl? You on the line?
What up?
Oh, listen, hold on. Now you want to be cool with a motherfucker. What up? What up and shit?
LGBT.
You know what I'm saying?
What's up,
man? What up, stud? You good?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. It's been an amazing day. I'm glad to be on
really?
The show.
Wonderful. I'm glad I can make it a little more amazing for you. And it's that together. Do me a favor. Let everybody know who you be, what you about.
I am Stud Famous, the leader of the gay school. You know, out here just making moves. You feel me? I am a DJ. I am a rapper. I'm a battle rapper. I'm multi-talented. That's what I'm about. Multi-talented.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
Representing for the LGBT
community.
Okay.
We feeling that. You said leader of the gay school, and this said the other. I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying?
School.
And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I was giving a couple of shout outs, you know, to my girl, like Big Frida, and this said the other. You know what I'm saying? She sent me some music and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and a lot
That's
of things are going on out in the community. So, like I said, you know, we're going to get it right off into this interview and everything. Let me get your input on what's going on in the music industry today. How do you feel about the music that's being put out? How do you feel about the gay community putting out music and everything? You know what I'm saying? Give me your point of view on it. And don't hold out no punches either.
I feel like the LGBT is finally getting their credit in music.
Okay.
Honestly, there's a lot of LGBT artists that are dope, that are out here grinding the same way that, you know, a straight artist would be grinding. There are people that are out here making noise and not getting the recognition for it. But now it's coming to the light that, oh man, these gay motherfuckers ain't playing no games. They coming to get they just do.
Right.
So
right.
It's most definitely a beautiful thing in my opinion. Now, as far as like the industry in, you know, all together, I feel like it's definitely becoming more about the artists, and that's the beautiful thing behind it. Like, you know, there could be a nigga that could record a song in his closet and blow up the next day. That's beautiful to me. Like, that's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And I respect every rapper that's doing, you know, doing their thing or whatever. But I feel like a lot of artists that are doing hip hop, they should probably give the recognition that is due, you know, and know your history and respect it at the same time. That's just what I feel right now as far as like hip hop goes.
Right. Well, I can agree with you. I can agree with you on that. Do you feel that the community is getting enough light shedded on them? I know we got the love and hip hop thing going on and this, that, and the other. Do you think sometimes that your community is presented in the wrong light, or in you know what I'm saying, in the wrong segments or something like that? I really don't know how to put it, but I'm pretty sure you know where I'm coming from.
I feel like you know, any light is good light, just like any promotion is good, whether it's bad or good. You feel me? So
okay.
just for certain things to be shedding a light on our community is a good thing, in my opinion, because they're bringing, it's constantly bringing awareness to what's going on. Now, it may not be the correct things, but, you know, all things don't go correct. You feel me? Like, there's some things that, you know, people put emphasis on, like violence and stuff like that, but it still brings awareness to a certain type of community. So I feel like at the end of the day, as long as we're getting some type of light right now, that's
uh-huh.
all that matters.
That's just
how I feel about it.
Right. But wouldn't you want the light to be shedded in a positive light?
I mean, in our community, there is a lot of positive light, but sometimes I feel like I feel like straight people wouldn't put that light on us. Like, it's funny how, you know, we'll have, like, gay prides and stuff like that, and nobody wants to cover it because they feel like it's not necessary. But if it's gay people fighting and stuff like that on the internet or on Jerry Springer, people bring awareness to it. Now, it's still bringing awareness to the gay community, like, oh, my God, is that a boy or a girl? It's still making people trigger,
okay,
what is going on?
Okay.
Now, if you see if you see a movie star or a rapper TV, you're gonna ask that same question. And if you actually like them, then that's gonna bring a different type of awareness. See, sometimes we have to bad shit turns up being good shit. So I think it's you take the good with the bad, honestly. That's how I feel about it.
So you're not opposed to a little shock therapy?
Nah, not at all. I think that's my life in general. A lot of people are very shocked by me.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, I tell you what, yo, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're sitting here with my mans and them, you know what I'm saying, Stephane, you know what I'm saying. Right now, we're gonna get into this this song by Stephane. It's called Fifth Floor. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if y'all want to hit us up and holler at Stephane, you know what I'm saying, hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. And here go my man, you know what I'm saying, Stephane, you know what I mean, with Fifth Flow right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got stress on my brain, climbing up these walls of Spider-Man, high enough to fly a plane. I adore these fans and shit, but I never planned for this. Lord Jamal, you hate it, bro, the title, I'ma take it though. Riding, trying to seize the day, making steps to lead the way. Rappers always talk about it, much rather showing proof. Niggas say they going in, I like to say I'm going through. I'm thinking about my life. All these bars I write, my DC niggas be sights. Fuck it, flex, I need a low. Touch the mic, I feel my soul. Only thing that comes and goes, money, time, and these hoes, bruh. I thought you knew, you could lean on my shoulder. Sharp and screw, when the wind's low, where's lower? She ain't got none for you, loyal to the following. Ain't from L.A., you better dodge it then. I show you how to rise again, turn it to a positive. Crack another bite.
Hey, let me sip some. Don't mind me, I'm faded. I'm just trying to get to the fifth floor. And here we are. Alcohol Anonymous. Alcohol Anonymous. Alcohol Anonymous. Yeah. Alcohol.
Pulling out big knots, hip hop, never flip flop.
Yeah.
Everybody hates. I think I'm Chris Rock, the PH. I probably heard of these things. Hold up, where am I? Who am I? You thought you knew the AM? All money comes to those that grind for you to eat. Everybody wants it, only a few get it. You put in the effort to what makes you different. An image, I'm drinking this liquor, my mind on my business, divine and so what, I'm not light-skinned, I'm still sexy, still ready to take over the world, it feels heavy, even though they hate me, they gotta respect me, yeah, they gotta respect me.
Hey, let me sip some, don't mind me, I'm faded, I'm just trying to get to the fifth floor. and here we are. Alcohol Anonymous. Alcohol Anonymous. Alcohol Anonymous. Alcohol Anonymous.
Cause all I do is sweep, sweep, sweep. Yeah. Yeah. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on the regular,
cash.
Hitting my plug on the Sally's. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side.
Bah.
Fuck with my niggas, you die.
Bah.
All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cub. OG, I found me a plug.
G.
I got it straight out the mug.
G.
Keep it 100,
no
books.
No,
I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in the kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Niggas steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't fuck with phony, about to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Say my price is good, motherfucker. Yeah. Show. Cut it, 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 cut it. Way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it.
Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Winning, bought a 911 with my trap money. A million up, but still ain't never touched my rap money.
Now
I'm out in L.A. fucking with that boy O.T.
What's poppin'?
Flew to L.A., got a plug on that O.G. You know I been getting money, if you know me.
You know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed for 100 G's.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's. I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's skip the small talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk numbers.
Hey.
Young nigga playing with commas. Might go get a lamp for the summer.
Uh-huh.
I been at you in these streets all my life, hustling.
My
beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right on busting. My trap house, I love it.
I love it.
Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it,
shout,
cut it, cut it,
shout.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
What's going on? This is
Yeah, you breaking up a little bit though.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this clear up a little bit, you know, change and everything like that. But my thing is this, tell everybody what your music is about.
I would say that my music is about, you know, pushing forward for my community. I feel like there needs to be a voice out there, and there really isn't.
Right.
Kind of like what Eminem was to suicidal kids, and I don't want to say weirdos because that's rude, but, you know,
don't get me wrong, here, you know, we need you to say what you need to say to explain yourself, so everybody can get a feeling of what you're talking about, so don't, you know, by all means, you know, express yourself.
So I would compare myself to like an Eminem, basically someone that is a gatekeeper for, you know, his community, for his the people that he speaks to. I feel like that's who I am. Another pocket of people that I speak to are, you know, people that are in the fashion, people that are fly, people that, you know, that are out there getting something, you know, people that are, you know, setting their mark in the world. That's who I speak to. People that actually want to get up, get out and get something, you know, that's who I speak to.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now, my thing is this. Now, okay, and as far as your music goes and the shows that you do out here in Vegas, now, are you well in demand out here in Vegas, or do you keep yourself to a certain genre, or what?
No, honestly, I don't, because I love all types of music. Like, one day I'll be playing the Backstreet Boys, the next day you'll catch me riding into some Tupac. Like, I don't give a damn. I love music. I love good music, and you know, I don't have no barriers. No, there's no limits to me. And I feel like I live my life by that. Like, I don't like limits. I don't like barriers. I don't like rules.
Right. Do you honestly think there is too many rules and regulations for your community?
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of rules, especially since we're the only type of people that can't get married. There's a lot of type of rules that's going on right now. But, I mean, it is what it is. There are people that are out there that are fighting for what we're doing right now. So it's a beautiful thing. So,
well, I just want to let you know that, of course, here at Unsigned Hype Radio, you know, we extend our hand. So if, you know, any other artists, you know, if they're in your community and everything like that, you know, then please send them our way, because we need to get this word out. We need to get it among the masses and things like that to let people know that it exists, you know what I'm saying? We have all types of other issues and everything like that. So this is one of them that we need to, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, but, you know, I'm really trying to be respectful, but I don't want to overlook the gay community or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stuff like that, because y'all got some good-ass music. The community and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Which is
your
music. Now, explain to the people that's out there listening how your music is taken in the Las Vegas community.
I would say that it's only taken in the gay community. Now, I wish there are a lot of straight dudes that listen to me, but they only listen to an extent. Like, a lot of people feel like they can't fuck with me because I'm gay. And that's the only issue that I'm running across as far as, like, Vegas. But other than that, like, I mean, there are straight dudes that, you know, that want to book me for their shows and stuff like that. And there are certain people that are very supportive, and there are people that aren't.
Okay.
Of course, the ladies love fame, but
I've heard my performances and this and the other. So this helps me go into my next question. Explain, is this a mixtape, or I don't know if I think this is your mixtape 54.
No, that's not my mixtape. That's just a single that's being released. My mixtape / EP that's coming out is called Whip Appeal. Now, Whip Appeal is about, you know, basically people that have drive, people that have ambition, people that, you know, want something out of life. That's what Fifth Floor, you know, basically talks about. I mean, what Whip Appeal talks about.
Okay. So what
fifth floor is just a single.
What will get you ready for fifth floor?
Say that again.
I said Whippoorwill gets you ready for fifth floor.
Yeah. No. Fifth floor gets me ready for Whippoorwill.
Okay. I just did it backwards. Okay.
Issues in my community as far as like being a gay black woman. Yeah. So basically, it was just talking about.
Okay.
Say that again.
Well, I said this facilities y'all on the fifth floor, right?
That's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like. But basically, it's all about elevation. You know, processing
right.
through certain things. That's what I feel like fifth floor is all about.
Okay.
It's just trying to get to the next level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do apologize.
No, it's all good.
Stuff like that. And, you know, here on the Fine Hot Radio, Fatterson does play. I can't even like there, you know what I'm saying? Double sign and shit. I make go, you know, okay, well, when y'all do get incarcerated, people in your genre get incarcerated. But it's all up to this book. It's wrong. But I see that you have explanation. Fifth floor. Now, is the fifth floor more like a, is that going to be the next thing you that like it's just introduction?
I couldn't hear that last part that you said.
Then is the fifth floor more like a next CD, or is this just more than an introduction?
It's more of an introduction. It's more of like, you know, getting people into this new stud famous, this new person that I have transformed myself into. It's been one hell of a journey, honestly. So I'm just introducing people into what I've been through these past 6 years and shedding light on the issues that I've went through as far as like being who I am and trying to elevate myself to the next level.
Okay. Wonderful. I commend you on that. And being out here in the Las Vegas, Nevada community and everything, I commend you on what you're doing and the noise that you are making. I do follow you on Facebook and everything. You know what I'm saying? And I do look at a lot of your posts that you make and a lot of things that you're putting out there in the social media to make sure that we are aware of what's going on in your community. So I do commend you on that. This is one of the reasons why I got at you and wasn't waiting for you to get at me. I get a lot of people that are trying to get at me and want me to put them on this show, but I want somebody on this show that's going to have substance, that's going to have a cause. You know what I'm saying? You have a cause.
Yeah.
You have substance and everything.
Thank you.
The next question that I want to ask you is, how is your performances taken out here in the Las Vegas community?
Honestly, it's taken very well. You know, a lot of people can have their pre-assumptions on me, but when they see me on stage, they just be like, man, that girl can spit. Okay. Like, she is that one. I get that from a lot of people, even my haters. Like, a lot of people will be me mugging me when I get there, and then by the time I perform, they like, man, your set was crazy. And,
right.
You know, it's a beautiful
right.
thing. I am a performer to the R. I am a performer to the
okay.
R. So it's taken very well, actually. I love to perform.
Okay.
I love to perform.
Okay. Anybody turns you on to the activities that go on in the gay community as far as festivals and Gay Pride Week and things like that? Do you perform at some of those events?
Yeah, I perform at San Diego Pride like every year. San Diego has me out, Atlanta Pride, everywhere, honestly. They gravitate to what's being like, they gravitate to what's shedding light on our community at the same time. Now, there's a lot of people that are straight, that are doing, you know, that are still doing our gay prides and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they still need people that are, you know, that are in our community to shed light on our community. So a lot of prides book me just off of my hair, just off of the fact that I'm a representation of what's going on. We're like, man, we need this rainbow high top nigga on the stage. Because she is going to bring people in.
Okay.
And it's dope. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, listen, like I said, we got into the first song. Kind of explain what is Fly Guy about.
Fly Guys, man, it's just, you know, if you fly and you're securing yourself and you got the wings to spread, man, you can fly, and fly guys do fly things. You feel me? Like, I feel like I am a fly guy. People compliment me on my swag, on my style, all the time, and that's just basically what Fly Guys is about. Fly guys do fly things.
Okay. Well, listen, why don't you introduce your song, Fly Guy?
Yo, this is Stud Famous. Check out my new song, Fly Guys. This hasn't even been released yet. I'm giving it to Unsigned Hype Radio. Make sure that y'all listen to it right here.
Quiet.
Damn, where'd you find this bitch?
No games, nigga, that's absurd. And hop up on stage, best believe that I'm shirtless. Fame run the game, got all these hoes lurking. Merch your whole set, you can call it closed curtain. The show is a rhyme, the show is a rhyme.
But Fly Guys do fly things.
The show is a rhyme, the show is a rhyme.
But Fly Guys do fly things.
A lot of niggas do it, never do it on their own. Let's have a conversation over caviar gold. Step up to the mic, I'm spazzing with the flow. Tragic, close casting, you average with your hoe. She hop up on my dress and making magic with your hoe. Money in my veins, boy, I have to get the dough. My crew gotta eat, making moves in these streets. Set up by police, but I took it like a G. $1,000 bond, higher upper echelon. Life like chess, king step like pawn. Nickname James, word is Bond, no LeBron. Let me tell you about me, P.A. checking me, what's up? I don't play no games, nigga, that's absurd. And hop up on stage, best believe that I'm shirtless. Fame run the game, got all these hoes lurking. Merch your whole set, you can call it closed curtain.
Quiet.
The show is a rhyme, the show is a rhyme.
But Fly Guys do fly things.
The show is a rhyme, the show is a rhyme.
But Fly Guys do fly things.
Yeah, my head too tall for for a fitted cap. Boy, I ball so hard, I push your fitted back. I'm the Mickey Mac, yet I'm low key. Riding around, bumping ODs with my OG. They say before you make it, people gon' leak. Talking in my comments like they know me. Oh, please. I've been reppin', always first, never second. I'm the OG, bitch, you guessed it. Ain't no cap against the seven, huh? So keep it moving, got that bitch that you pursuing, huh? She backed that ass up and I'm feeling like juvenile. And I'm the only with more juice than Sobe. Rambo Noise, the army for all those that know me, though. I don't play no games, nigga, that's for certain. Hop up on stage, best believe that I'm shirtless. Fame run the game, got all these hoes lurking. Merch your whole set, you can call it closed curtain. The show is a ride, the show is a ride. The show is a ride, the show is a ride.
Couple bands on, we don't fold money, we just wrap the rubber bands on. Hustle, hustle on the block, DE is where I stand on. 9-800 on my arm, I got it brand on. Hoes fall for anything, ain't got no leg to stand on. Ain't Nelly, but it's hot in here, turn them fans on. Stay fresh to death, I'm the West Coast Cameron. And your boy flow tight, man your boy so right. Money making mention in my arms like a strobe light. I'm Michael Jack, nigga, when I step the streets glow bright. I ball like eye sockets. Hella bands on me, nigga, and my pocket rocket. Being broke ain't in my plans. The way this jazzer clap, you think I was an Eagles fan.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm trying to eat, all you gotta do is listen.
I'm getting paid like the president. And it's dark that I'm smoking, it was heaven sent. Get money, it was evident. Cause my dad was a baller in his element. Yeah, you know I had to show and prove. New cars every year, that's how that nigga move. 2 grams in the swishes with that nigga blue. Flip bricks, get rich with the whole crew. Black on black, Euro for the boys in blue. Stash box full of bricks and the revenue. Water whipping in the kitchen, mama never knew. 45 on my waist for that jealous dude. If you flipping bricks, be careful who you sell it to. I'm brand new, fresh out the box. D. Miller Reeboks with the magic socks. Leather band on the Breitling bezel filled with rocks.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
Audemars, my right wrist. My necklace like glitter when the light hits. Candy tank, 28s, that's the right shit. Spend 25, get 48, that's the right flip. My closet cost the price of a white brick. And my swag cost attention like some nice tits. I might get it, she tied it in the vice grip. But if not, I'm turned off like a light switch. My life rich, new eras and some nice kicks. My white bitch, red eye, flying night tricks. The paper boy, yeah, I'm getting paper now. These niggas hate me, cause I'm on my paper route. And I'm doing things you only dream about. So if you ain't talking money, nigga, why you speaking loud? Me and my niggas, we be down for it. Stainless steel rolling with the crown on it.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm trying to eat. All you gotta do is listen.
Comparison, a rhyme game's James Harrison, a one-man garrison. Hate is love between it, a thin line. Hate is just love with a narrow mind. Been humble for years, but modesty, never mind.
Fuck it.
It's just a coy method of bragging. Bag beauties, plump asses, and on point with they fashion. Especially when you percolating, they so accommodating. Street buzzing, photo music, won't nothing. We pumping, celebrating, paper raking, levitating. Huh. 95, pushing 95.
Straight shot.
I'm mean, behind that beam, I'm a straight shot. Hear me yelling, I'ma tell it how I smell it. Like no juice for your goose. Straight shot. 95, pushing 95.
Straight shot.
I'm mean, behind that beam, I'm a straight shot. I know you like a little cola in your cardi. But pardon me, fuck with the kid, straight shot.
Straight shot.
Shit is real like Jerusalem.
Yeah, I should
blame niggas, no excuse for them. 500 horsepower bruising them. We stacking racks like shooting them. Some of my fallen soldiers wore bras. Mary, you live forever. Angel, you live forever. I toast y'all. Standing on sofas and clubs. Fucking up the leather. Raising my coupe, screaming, who put this shit together? Crime green, crime green. We got it pushing like Hurricane Irene. Ooh, clowns jumping high, them shots in them sirens. But wanna spit that hype like you bout that life. Careful what you ask for,
straight shot.
Lining your own ass up for a straight shot. Matter of fact, fuck y'all, I'll ignore you or destroy you. The rest applaud me for being cordial. 95, pushing 95.
Straight shot.
I'm mean, behind that beam, I'm a straight shot. Hear me yelling, I'ma tell it how I smell it. Like no juice for your goose, straight shot. 95, pushing 95.
Straight shot.
I'm mean, behind that beam, I'm a straight shot. I know you like a little cola in your cardi. But pardon me, fuck with the kid, straight shot. Hip hop forever, what the fuck is rap? This ain't no instigation, I need an explanation. Most of your sensations fit for sanitation. Sending peoples up the river for a slum chain. Exec bang, jumps for some chump chain. I am love, I've gotta write the hate thing. I complain, manipulate, rearrange. Confess, y'all, what you stretch for. This the county of kings, you were pawn on the chessboard. Wisdom is my one and only. She make me rich, she my lover, she my bitch. By myself with my codeine's round. Me is we upside down. I spit what many shipping coffee grounds. Hear me drop the most precious in Tiffany's. King County to infinity, you kidding me? 95, pushing 95.
Straight shot.
I'm mean, behind that beam, I'm a straight shot. Hear me yelling, I'ma tell it how I smell it. Like no juice for your goose, straight shot. 95, pushing 95.
Straight shot.
I'm mean, behind that beam, I'm a straight shot. I know you like a little cola in your cardi. But pardon me, fuck with the kid, straight shot.
Yeah, you know, you done got the boy Fat Man up in here, coming to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up if you want to talk to the artist at 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? Come here at 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I got my girl Stud Fame.
What up?
Here. You know what I'm saying? Doing the damn thing. So, Stud Fame, that was Jazzo. Come here. That was Jazzo, the one that put out Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? And everything.
Yeah.
What did you think about that song?
I love Jazzo. He's definitely an originator. And I'm not just saying that because that's the group that he formed, but he's dope, man. He's just dope. Like, his rhyme patterns, his rhyme scheme, he's just, ah, man. Jazzo is another beast.
Okay. Okay. Well, the one question that I wanted to ask you is, where do you think that the hip-hop, because now it's getting named a different genre, where do you think the direction of hip hop is going to right now? Your honest opinion.
I think the direction of hip hop is going wherever the black community is going. And there's a lot of different directions that it's going. Like, you have some people that are leaning more towards trap, and then you have a lot of people that are leaning towards uplifting shit, and I don't know, it's like this weird pocket that it's going to, but it sounds dope at the same time. It sounds like it's going to more of a grimy, more of a like a pit, like a rock bottom, I want to say, you know, where it's just drug dealers and, you know, people like that are coming into the game and want to, you know, share their stories. Because their stories are most definitely valuable in our community, because a lot of people came up off of drug dealing. Not to say that is good.
Right.
Not to say that is
right.
bad, but a lot
right.
of people have.
Okay. Well, my thing, okay. I'm not even touching you on this. You came up with that note. My thing is this. Why is it that, and I just want to understand your opinion on it, why is it that every artist that comes out is, you know, I grew up in a bad neighborhood, and my mom was a crackhead, and this, that, and the other. What's up with that shit?
Well, you have to look at the black community. A lot of people have came up and have been crack babies. Not to say that I am, but a lot of people
right.
come from that. And they need their just due, just like, you know, there are some people that came up, you know, with good family households and stuff like that. Like, you have to look at the community that this music is coming from. Like, there are people out here that their only option is to sell drugs. Not to say that that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's the only option that they have right then and there. So they glorify it in a sense to make it seem like, you know, this is how I made it. You know, everybody ain't going to make it like that. A lot of niggas end up in prison. A lot of people end up killed or robbed and never want to do it again. And it's you have to look at the community first and then look at the music. That's how I feel.
Okay. Well, cool. You know what? I'm really enjoying this interview that we having with my girl Stud Fame, you know what I'm saying, out of Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying. We had two other artists scheduled for tonight, but I don't know what the fuck did happen to them, and I'm not about to call them and this and the other, you know what I'm saying, everything like that.
Yeah.
We gonna keep on rolling with Stud Fame and everything, you know what I'm saying, and getting her point of view, because I honestly do believe this interview is important than any, you know, than all of others, you know what I'm saying? Because now we're getting down to the, you know, to the, you know, to the
nitty gritty
potatoes of what's going on in our community, whether it be LGBT, I'm sorry, but LGBT.
You had to write that down.
You know, okay, all right, I got it right this time. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Straight community, whatever, in our gay community, we need to address this. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I do shows on this and this and the other. I had other artists scheduled, You know what I'm saying? But they haven't hit me up neither on Facebook, neither to let me know, okay, then, I'm good to go. We ready to go. I know we're on a different time zone or anything like that, and I don't want you to think like, you know, because you was on the show, because nobody know who you are. This is why I brung you on the show, so you could let people know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things we was doing on the show today, and our topic is about, you know, artists being able to sell albums on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? And first of all, I understand that when we're doing this and this and the other, the first number one was give away all your MP3s.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, now I know a lot of artists have, you know, different appeals about that and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But when you're trying to get your music out there to be sold, you have to give a little bit to get a little bit. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
I believe that you need to get, especially right now in this day and age, like you need to give it out for free. Let people listen to what you have to offer. And if people like you, they're going to support you regardless. Like, you know, Lil Wayne done dropped 30,000 mixtapes and people still support his albums. So at the same time, you definitely have to give away your music at first. Now, when it comes to the time where your album comes out, people are going to support you. People will most definitely support you.
Right, you're right. You're definitely right. You're definitely right. Let me give the number one reason why you need to give away your MP3s. It says you must give away your MP3s in exchange for email and for email addresses. This allows you to follow up and sell albums to every personable fan that which you required in the 80% of 80 days. Okay? So they're giving you things that you can do within 80 days. This worked in every single case and tested. It came at a 99.7% success rate. So what we're giving you here on Unsigned Hot Radio is going to work, okay? This is why I say we are the most number one informative website, or you know what I'm saying, radio show that can let you know what's going on, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. Am I not lying? You said.
Nah, you're not lying.
She's like, nah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. You know what I'm saying? You ain't lying. So, Stud, tell me this. If there was someone in your genre, you know what I'm saying, and that's being in your community, that wanted to get started on or wanted to be in the situation that you're in, they want to be, you know what I'm saying, they want to be, you know, where you're at. What advice would you give them?
I would tell them to be themselves. They don't have to follow suit of what's going on. They can do the type of music that they want to do. They can, you know, portray the type of image that they want to portray. Just be yourself. Like, that's all that I've done to get to this, to get to the point that I'm at now, is I was just myself, and I was just true to myself, making the music that I want to make, and there are people out there that will want to listen to what you have to say if you get to the right people.
Okay. Well, what I pulled up, it says, when we said give away your MP3s, number two, how to sell more albums, you know, as an independent artist, it says you know, from your experience of giving away your old albums for free download, it's a great technique to gain fans and sell your current album. Fans will very likely to buy your new album if they know that the given album was for free. Is that true?
I believe that is true because, again, what I said about Lil Wayne, you know, Lil Wayne has dropped hella mixtapes. And
right.
And he gives out an album for – he gives out fire mixtapes, I should say. He gives out mixtapes that are classic mixtapes. And then once you drop that album, people are going to be like, yo, I got to hear this new Lil Wayne shit that's going on. Or I got to hear this new Blase Blase that's about to drop because the first one was dope. So I'm actually buy this one because I feel like I'm getting my just due of buying it.
Okay. Okay, so the question that I'm asking you is, are independent artists as yourself, you know what I'm saying, and I know what you've been doing, but has independent artists as yourself been creating a positive buzz?
Hell yeah. For sure.
Really?
A buzz that is like undeniable. Like I can walk in the grocery store and people know who I am. And
right.
And it's definitely crazy.
Okay,
but
hold on. Let me stop you right there. As you say, walk in a grocery store and know, and people go, hey, I know who you are. Okay, let's get more wide and verse. Now, between me and you, and we say this live on the radio show, how come you haven't went to the Wagners or anything that's locally motivated towards Las Vegas, Nevada, that's towards the LGBTQ community?
You say that again? Ask that question again?
I said, you know what I'm saying? Why come you haven't pointed this issue towards any other entity, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Wagners or any morning show that's going on to be, you know, spread some light on the LGBT. The community. I don't want to fuck up the community because, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio right now. I don't want to be disrespectful. But, you know what I mean? You feel where I'm coming from?
At the time, I was under a certain management and I felt that they were doing that for me. But now that I'm doing it on my own, I'm seeing a lot more for what I've been doing as far as my community goes.
You know what? I tell you what. You under, you know what I'm saying, Mobley, you know, management company and this and the other, because we need to get this out there. We will represent you, you know what I'm saying, and get this out there. Because I feel that it's been here in the community. I know it's been here in the community. But it's just someone that needs to go, okay, we're going to do it like this.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I feel like there should be someone that has that platform for us. And honestly, I've been in the works of trying to start something. That's why I started the Female Ciphers Monthly or whatever. And, you know, certain things like that to actually, you know, catapult some of these people that are doing amazing things, that have amazing talents. Now, at the time, I was under a certain type of management where I couldn't make certain moves without certain, you know, qualifications.
Okay. Well, let's put it together because I want someone to be able to represent you guys and represent what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that.
Appreciate
there.
That.
You know what I'm saying? And
thank
I
you.
Appreciate you coming on. But I also want to ask you, you know, I know everybody's looking at me and going, oh, Pat, man, this and the other, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I want to ask you also about being able to sell albums online, okay? Now, I know number one is to give away your MP3s. What do you think about giving away your MP3s?
I feel like you should do that. I feel like it's giving people an opportunity to buy into you as an artist. And then once you reach a certain status, you'll be able to recoup all that money that you have put into, you know, what you're doing.
Okay.
Said, I can't stress it enough, you know, be yourself and do what's dear to your heart and, you know, dare to be different. That's
right.
All the advice that I can give someone. And believe in yourself also. Believe in what you're
okay.
doing, because if you don't believe in it, a lot of people won't believe in you.
Yeah, that's true. So when you say that, as far as a lot of people won't believe in you, do you believe that people will steal your rights?
Say that again?
I said, when you said that a lot of people won't believe in you, do you believe that people will steal your rights?
I mean, technically, we don't have rights for a lot of shit as far as, like, my community goes. And as far as, like, the black community goes, we don't have rights, technically. So, I mean, if you can't steal rights that aren't there, you just have to take them.
Okay. All right. Well, I let go. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in and doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I'm going to make sure that we put you in rotation in Unsigned High Radio. You know what I'm saying? You got any last shout out?
You know, I just want to shout out the whole Vegas. I want to shout out the LGBT community for constantly supporting me and what I'm doing. And shout outs to, you know, the radio stations that are actually you know, playing my music. It's a beautiful thing. Like, I really appreciate that.
All right. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of much love for y'all. Anybody that's
Thank you.
On your roster, send to us, okay?
I got you.
All right, one love.
All right.